You are going to listen to a recording about a popular sport in Chicago. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 6 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided on the answer sheet. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
This was the sound in the city of Chicago last night outside the United Center. Let's go Hawks, those people were chanting. Fans poured into the streets celebrating hockey's Chicago Blackhawks and their second Stanley Cup championship in 4 years. The Blackhawks scored 2 goals late in the third period. It was pretty dramatic. They took Game 6 and the series 4-2 over the Boston Bruins. NPR's David Shaper, who is impartial on every story he covers except hockey, is with us from Chicago. David, congratulations. Fans must be feeling pretty good in Chicago this morning.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Just an incredible finish last night. Nerve-wracking for fans of both teams. I will give Boston their props because I think the Bruins are a really tough, tough team and played extremely well. But, you know, fans were, I think, on their feet, whether they were at the game itself or at home or at a bar, the whole last 5 minutes of the game, because the Bruins were up 2-1, and they're such a strong defensive team with the Blackhawks failing to even generate a shot on goal on a late power play. A lot of us Hawks fans were thinking, we're going to be going to a Game 7 Wednesday night back here in Chicago. But the Hawks kept coming and coming in those final minutes. And with their goalie pulled for an extra attacker, just 76 seconds left, Captain Jonathan Toews makes a beautiful pass to Brian Bickell, who puts the puck in the net to tie the game. And then just 17 seconds later, can you believe it? The Hawks come charging again and score a rebound goal tapped in by David Bolin. Just an incredible, amazing finish.
Well, the emotion, the happy emotion Chicagoans are feeling, I mean, it must be devastating for Boston fans watching everything change in 76 seconds and the whole series go down. Let me ask, I mean, this Stanley Cup will really be remembered for injuries in many ways. There were some banged up people on the ice last night.
There were some really banged up people. You know, hockey is such a physically demanding game, I think more so than any other of the major team sports. You saw Andrew Shaw in the game last night of the Blackhawks take a puck to the face last night, leaving
Ouch.
A little pool of blood on the ice. It was even while he was carrying the cup around, he was blood streaming down his face. But the amazing guy, I think, is Boston center Patrice Bergeron. What he went through is just shocking. He is a critical player for the Bruins. He leaves Saturday night's game in Chicago, taken to the hospital in an ambulance for what we now know is a broken rib and torn cartilage and muscle. Then he comes back just 2 days later and plays last night. It's astounding.
On the ice last night after all that. That's amazing.
Yeah, just astounding what they go through.
Well, you know, if we remove the name Michael Jordan, Chicago is not known for piling up championships. I mean, this 2 NHL championships in 4 seasons must feel pretty sweet.
It really does. It's incredible. The way this city has rallied around hockey, you know, we've had our little taste of championships here and there with the White Sox in 2005. The Bulls had their 6 titles in the
This was the sound in the city of Chicago last night outside the United Center. Let's go Hawks, those people were chanting. Fans poured into the streets celebrating hockey's Chicago Blackhawks and their second Stanley Cup championship in 4 years. The Blackhawks scored 2 goals late in the third period. It was pretty dramatic. They took Game 6 and the series 4-2 over the Boston Bruins. NPR's David Shaper, who is impartial on every story he covers except hockey, is with us from Chicago. David, Congratulations. Fans must be feeling pretty good in Chicago this morning.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Just an incredible finish last night. Nerve-wracking for fans of both teams. I will give Boston their props because I think the Bruins are a really tough, tough team and played extremely well. But, you know, fans were, I think, on their feet, whether they were at the game itself or at home or at a bar, the whole last 5 minutes of the game, because the Bruins were up 2-1, and they're such a strong defensive team with the Blackhawks failing to even generate a shot on goal on a late power play. A lot of us Hawks fans were thinking, we're going to be going to a Game 7 Wednesday night back here in Chicago. But the Hawks kept coming and coming in those final minutes. And with their goalie pulled for an extra attacker, just 76 seconds left, Captain Jonathan Toews makes a beautiful pass to Brian Bickell, who puts the puck in the net to tie the game. And then just 17 seconds later, can you believe it? The Hawks come charging again and score a rebound goal tapped in by David Bolin. Just an incredible, amazing finish.
Well, the emotion, the happy emotion Chicagoans are feeling, I mean, it must be devastating for Boston fans watching everything change in 76 seconds and the whole series go down. Let me ask, I mean, this Stanley Cup will really be remembered for injuries in many ways. There were some banged up people on the ice last night.
There were some really banged up people. You know, hockey is such a physically demanding game, I think more so than any other of the major team sports. You saw Andrew Shaw in the game last night of the Blackhawks take a puck to the face last night, leaving
Ouch.
A little pool of blood on the ice. It was even while he was carrying the cup around, he was blood streaming down his face. But the amazing guy, I think, is Boston center Patrice Bergeron. What he went through is just shocking. He is a critical player for the Bruins. He leaves Saturday night's game in Chicago, taken to the hospital in an ambulance for what we now know is a broken rib and torn cartilage and muscle. Then he comes back just 2 days later and plays last night. It's astounding.
On the ice last night after all that. That's amazing.
Yeah, just astounding what they go through.
Well, you know, if we remove the name Michael Jordan, Chicago is not known for piling up championships. I mean, this two NHL championships in four seasons must feel pretty sweet.
It really does. It's incredible. The way this city has rallied around hockey, you know, we've had our little taste of championships here and there with the White Sox in 2005. The Bulls had their six titles.